Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Bright, blessed day.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. It's a little bit cooler today, this morning at least, than it's been the past couple days, but it's still going to be warm today. Possibility of some crazy storms. Heard flash flooding on the news as we started. I didn't realize it was going to be that bad. I heard there's some rain on the way, but I just didn't think it was going to be too intense, right? But yeah, just listening to the news aspect, it seems like a lot of the country has some extreme weather going on. It's just Mother Nature's just not sure what's going on. So, anyways, we'll figure it out as the time permits. But our temperatures, you know, the next couple of days here are a lot better than they have been this past week, and it looks like obviously the weather changes so often. We're going to have another Wednesday, Thursday, where it's going to hit up into 90s. So, insane, right? Just kind of crazy how. It's just kind of crazy how the weather has been changing all over the place. I mean, we had rain and cool weather for so long. We almost just got used to it and just kind of didn't expect it to be any different, right? And now we're we're into this heat, so it's the extreme one way or the other, right? It's just kind of crazy. Anyways, kind of hard to do a lot of work out there, like a lot of, you know, heavy, it's heavy in general, right? You'd probably better off just getting your watering done early in the morning and just taking easy for the rest of the day. So it's definitely something to be thinking about right now, because it's a time where you want to get stuff done if you haven't, right? You know, 2 weeks ago we were saying, oh, it's still not bad, we're not getting too heavy rain, heavy cold weather, warm weather, etc. And we were saying, all right, yeah, keep going. Now it's one of those days where it's like, eesh, how do you keep going on some of these things? So it's definitely a little bit crazy, just, you know, kind of normal for this time of year, right? And it's July. Really, you know, just kind of letting things play out throughout the season. Not really doing a lot of extra work. So we'll just, you know, keep that in mind as the season goes on. The the other thing that we should be looking at, and I've talked about this a couple weeks, I don't know, a while now, you know, looking at ways to help our gardens, our lawns, etc., not have to worry about the heat that we've been, you know, really pushing, you know, that's really been coming through and pushing. It's definitely thinking about ways that we can help protect our plants, protect our gardens, protect everything, right? You know, you've heard me talk about it a number of times. You know, the using your products like Soil Moist, right? Soil Moist is a great product to be using in containers. You can use it in gardens. You can use it all over the place, right? It's not just a specific area. It's not just like, boom, this is, you can only use it here, right? So that's something to be thinking about right now, is our Soil Moist, keeping it that way and keeping the soil taken care of for our plants this time of year, because I'm telling you, it's you know, we knew it was kind of coming, right? It was just kind of inevitable that the rain was gonna stop, the heat was going to start popping out at us. So it's definitely something that we've thought about prior, right? And I think it's something that we need to just keep in mind. And you've also heard me talk about the product Hydrotane, right? Multiple applications on that. It's just, it's such a good product to use when it comes to protect our plants, right? You know, this Hydrotane works with the atmosphere that's out there. It pulls moisture from the air, right? Needs to get put down, watered in a few times for it to really work. But it does work really well once established. So something to be thinking about getting done now, right? Something we should be looking at. You know, it's just really started, right? I mean, the heat just really started. We want to make sure that we continue to make sure that it's taken care of, because the heat is going to be here for a while. It's the beginning of summer. We're a couple weeks in. We're not, you know, halfway through or most of the way through. It's just, we're just getting started. So the heat's going to be here for a while. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started, so good morning. We're all, you know, that heat the past few days has really taken a toll on a lot of us. I know it's at my house, you can just kind of feel the heat has slowed us all down a little bit. Even the little ones. They're still a little crazy here, but that heat just kind of slows you down a little bit. Kind of hits you because it's the first real heat wave, right? Then you get used to it. You kind of build up. Then you can do some of the work that you're looking to do outside, doing those types of things. But, again, you know, today's a cooler day. The rain is headed our way at some point today. So you won't have to... You might not have to water, right, as much as, you know, it was thinking. But, you know, I'd love to know exactly when this rain is coming so you can kind of, you know, feel your day out. There's no real way other than looking at the radar, but it's probably going to be later in the day. So you might be able to get some stuff done outside this morning. Make sure, you know, I know I've talked about the rain, right? But getting out there this morning, getting your plants watered, because the extreme heat that we've been having is drying our plants out a little bit more, and you still might see our plants become dry, right? And then the rain hits later, it might just be too late. And when I say too late, it's more of, you know, the plant has already been dry. It's already had, it's slowed down. It needs something before it gets to that point so that it doesn't have an issue long term. So just something to be thinking about as we, you know, go forward throughout the season. Even though there's rain in the forecast, watering should still be done. Because this is one of those things where you just don't know. Is it going to rain? Don't know. It don't have that answer. I wish I did. So just something to be thinking about, right, as the time goes on. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we are just getting started for the day, so good morning. And hopefully you got a nice little day planned out. To enjoy as much as you can, right? There's, rain on the horizon, but it looks like later today. So you might be able to enjoy the day as much as possible. So hopefully that's the case. What's really going on out in our, with our plants, etc. Right? A lot of our plants are doing their thing. The hydrangeas are finally starting to really look like something. If you remember early this spring and even up until maybe 2-3 weeks ago, maybe a little bit further than that, maybe like a month ago, a lot of the hydrangeas weren't doing a lot, right? Because they died back a lot, had some issues, and so they look like more sticks than normal this year. That's definitely true. But I've been noticing over the past couple weeks, with all the rain and now with the heat, those hydrangeas around the area are filling back up, getting bigger again, looking even better, right? So I don't know if that's the case for you, but just keep in mind, they might be big, really, full this year, but they might not have as many flowers as normal, right? Maybe they will, but most likely they won't have as many as previous, right? So just something to be thinking about, because I know this spring a lot of our hydrangeas didn't look like much, and it took a while for them to really look like anything. So just keep in mind, time is you know, time has been on our side when it comes to these, because if you notice that they're really starting to look a lot better. They really are. I mean, I have a hydrangea in the back of my house that last year I had to cut back. And this year it's popping very nicely, but it's taken a while, right? I have a hydrangea in the front of the house that we planted last year, tree form. No issues with it, but you know, the form of it early made me nervous, right? Because you just weren't sure, did this get hit too bad by the winter, right? And now I look at it and say, what winter? I couldn't even tell there was an issue. So, you know, it's kind of crazy what, you know, some time will do when it comes to our plants. Letting them just do their thing, making sure they're taken care of early, water them out, you know, putting that fertilizer in first thing in the spring, getting them taken care of early so that it's, you know, they have a fighting chance, right? A lot of the paniculata, so the white and lime color style hydrangeas are really now starting to pop, starting to show theirs, and they didn't get hit as hard as I will say the macrophylla. So the macrophylla is the blue, that style. For ease of explanation, right? We'll just kind of, there's many different varieties, but the macrophylla is the species, so on the genus and species when it comes to plants, right? So the Latin terms of our plants, we use the genus and species. A lot of you already know this, and I'm just telling you something you already know. But the species, so the second part of the name, is macrophylla or paniculata. And that's going to determine the color and the style. So I want to go over that a little bit more, because this time of year, hydrangeas are in full bloom, and love to know what else is there. So give us a call with questions, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Update. This Sunday morning, Republicans want to get to the bottom of the cocaine situation at the White House. They want answers from the Secret Service next week. Where was the drug found and who brought it there?
Oversight Committee Chair James Comer requested a briefing from the head of the agency by the end of the week. The committee wants to look into White House security procedures. The small bag of cocaine was found last Sunday night. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A Florida couple in trouble for leaving their child in a hot car. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
A Florida Florida couple has been charged in the death of their 18-month-old daughter. According to prosecutors, the parents left the baby girl strapped in her car seat after returning home from a 4th of July party. The investigation revealed that both Joel and Jasmine Rondon tested positive for marijuana and alcohol, while Joel also tested positive for methamphetamine. Both individuals are facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we started talking about hydrangeas, right? Types of hydrangeas, the styles of hydrangeas, and what really was working, what, you know, what hasn't, right? So there's a number of styles, right? The majority of the types of hydrangea that you will see in the garden are either a macrophylla or a paniculata. You know, there's a few others that you'll see, right? Arborescence or you know, the climbing, which would be the petularis, right? But the majority of what we see out there are the macrophylla and the paniculata. Now, the macrophylla are the ones that are the most common out there. Those are the mop head, lace cap, you know, regular, just that big color to it, in the blue and pink, you know, purpley colors, right? Those are your styles of macrophylla hydrangea. These ones are the ones where the old styles, if you pruned before they bloomed, you weren't getting flowers. Some of the new styles with the endless summer, that variety, that family, you can prune early and still get flowers. right? Those are the ones where we kind of just say, when they're sticks, let them be in the spring. Let them kind of do their thing, because those sticks could turn into more leaves and flowers. Whereas the paniculata, right, the white, the cone-shaped, the pinks, you know, like it's almost like a pinky red, a pink that's not going to change to blue. It's more of the style, right? They have those cone-shaped flowers, like I was saying. A lot of them will start white and move to pink, but there's also the whites that stay white. You know, those are the ones where pruning in the spring doesn't affect that year's blossoms. And then there is the arborescence, which is probably I've kind of gone down the line. It's the third most popular shrub. These ones here, a lot of them, they consider these what's called the smooth hydrangea, right? And these, a lot of these, will do a little bit more shade, right? The Annabelle hydrangea. That's one of the most well-known variety of this style. You know, the very, very white, decent-sized blossom. Right? So, there's even some in that family that get, like, a little, you know, that will... I meant to say we'll get really, instead of we'll get little, we'll get really, really big, right? That incredible hydrangea. That one that's got, like, I mean, those blossoms are like a couple feet across, it feels like, on some of them, because they're so big and beautiful. So, those are our three main styles of hydrangea. The ones that you're starting to see the flowers right now, or just starting to pop in the past couple weeks, are the paniculata. They're the late season, if you will, hydrangea. You know, our macrophylla, the blues, the purples, the pinks, those start earlier. So it's almost like having a couple varieties of the hydrangea in your house or on your landscape. So you can have hydrangeas throughout. So just something to be thinking about, right? It's definitely something out there that if you use both or even all three for different places in the house, you will get blossoms throughout the season. So it's really something to be thinking. It's such great... The plants are just so... They're awesome. I love the hydrangeas. I love the different styles. You know, the different varieties are just so cool. One of the favorites that my father had was that it's a paniculata called Pinky Winky, right? Take a look at that. The Pinky Winky just has a cool name to it, but it starts off with white. We'll have some pink into it. Gets a decent size. Has that cone shape. Gorgeous looking flower. Just something to be thinking about. As a new, you know, new style. And it's not as new as it was when it, you know, obviously when it first came out. And I was going to say something that just sounded really bad. Apologize. But it's a nice, nice looking hydrangea. Now, you know, I mentioned the Annabelle, the incredible hydrangea. Those will take a bit more shade, right? Let's say like 5 years ago, my wife and I purchased one for my mother-in-law for Mother's Day, right? Small, wasn't a small plant, but it was small compared to what it is now. And the size of those blossoms that have been going on for about a month right now, oh my God, like a foot across, maybe even more on some of these things. The plant is just so big. It's just taking the whole plant. The flowers are so big, the entire plant is just leaning over. It's amazing. So they can get that big or they can stay small. So it's just something to be thinking about while you're looking at hydrangeas. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. So Nathan, who's up next?
David's in San Francisco.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, thanks, Patrick. Yeah, I guess you know, the headlines in the last couple of days, the hottest days in the history of the world, well, I shouldn't say in the history of the world, but history of recorded temperatures have happened in the last, since last Sunday. And so, yeah, planning for saving gardens, I guess, is the biggest way to say it. And, yeah, so just wondering what kind of recommendations you've got. I was also wondering about the idea whether or not cities would allow people to stop cutting their lawns, you know, to create any kind of, you know, if you can create 6 inches of buffer between the surface of the soil and the top of a tall lawn, that's going to help cool things down.
Oh, definitely. This is the time of year when it comes to when you're mowing to let it be a little bit higher as it is. I feel as though cities and towns won't take anything like that, just more of the fact that when it comes to lawns, people are one way or the other, it seems. One way, they just don't, they kind of let it go, do its thing. The other is it has to be religiously cut every Tuesday at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, right? There's just that style to it. I think it's more of a, you know, it has to be something more of like a grassroots effort where we're looking at it and saying this is what's going to be better for, you know, the environment, better for our plants, better for everything. You know, it's that, the look of it and saying less is more when it comes to the mowing of our lawns right now and taking care of those gardens, because as you stated, you know, creating that little buffer to keep the heat from really doing a lot to it and affecting it that way. So, I mean, I would love to say that would be something to do. I think the one way a city or a town is doing it, would be doing it right now is basically like water bans. Right? That would be the way, because we know that our lawns aren't going to get, if they're not going to get water, not going to get taken care of like that, where then there's nothing really to mow.
So oh, I think, yeah, eventually, sure.
Yeah, so I think that that's part of it. I just, I don't know, I'm not sure a city or town would ever do that. I see where you're coming from. I agree with what you're saying. I just don't think some of the politics that would be involved in this would work out well. I think it's more of a, you know, grassroots type movement of people looking at it and saying, maybe I shouldn't right now. Maybe I should just let it go. And it's that education aspect.
Right. Well, the whole idea that with climate change melting both the North and South Pole and Greenland and everything else, it's putting more more water into the atmosphere, and that water's got to go somewhere. So we've got to do things to help put that water back into the aquifers, and by letting your lawns grow, that helps keep it somewhat moister down there instead of just running off and creating floods somewhere. So it's yeah, the more we can retain, you know, find ways of dealing with this overflow of water in the atmosphere. Yeah, we're in a real bind here. In some ways, I think cities and counties, I was surprised to learn, for example, Texas, as awful as Texas has been for the environment, they had a highway commission years ago that was really encouraging native plants along the highway as well as the center run. And so the whole idea of mowing, you know, the vast highways of Texas was reduced. Plus, it helped in the development of native seeds getting reestablished down there. And so I think in the long run, many cities and towns have had this option, and it's just whether or not they're going to get city councilmen, county councilmen, people like that, they'll agree that mowing is not necessarily, you know, a full necessity. You know, out here we had our wildfires, and it was certainly a smart idea to do some mowing, you know, to keep a buffer between your house, but high winds were tossing sparks a half a mile anyway, so it, you know, you can't mow everything down and then expect not to have a, you know, a full problem in the long run. But finding ways to get rid of this excess water and letting it get back down into the aquifers.
Well, I definitely agree with you there, and that's where the, you know, you've heard me talk about a product called Hydrotain. Hydrotain is a product you can put down in the lawn, in the gardens, that actually pulls the moisture from the air and pulls it back down to the ground to do that type of thing. And it's not a harmful chemical, right? It's not something that's going to be bad. So it's definitely, there's definitely things out there. Now, I do have to hit a break. If you want to hang tight, you can.
Oh, sure.
Everybody else, phone number 855-660-422.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with David, just going over, you know, kind of some of the thoughts of what we can be doing to, you know, keep some of that moisture in the yard and put it back to where it needs to go, right? Instead of just you know, letting it dissipate
it off.
Yeah. So, you know, I think, you know, one of the things we talked about was the, you know, was at, right at the end, was that product that I was talking about called Hydrotane. Now, it pulls that moisture to the ground. You know, that's one way of doing it, right? And that's almost, it's not, it's like a secondary, right? It's not an initial because it's pulling, it's causing a secondary reaction, whereas... what else is there that we could be doing to get this to, you know, these things to happen naturally, right? And you, as you were mentioning, you know, bringing, you know, our lawns, getting them to stay a little bit taller, a little bit bigger, and not go as extreme as... just cutting weekly, cutting a date, almost, certain times of year, it seems like some people are cutting like every few days.
Oh.
But it's, we gotta look at some of the alternatives, and you're definitely right there, thinking.
By the way, the product you were just talking about is, with extreme heat, is that something that you spray on the ground and you'd have to walk back and forth across the whole lawn in order to apply it? Would an extremely hot day, like, places throughout the South, I understand, are like 20 days of over 100. Is it too late to apply it, or is there still some use that it would come to?
Well, so one of the things with Hydrocane is it does need to be watered in. It does need to get into the soil. And so they have multiple applications. They have one where it's a hose end, where you just attach to the hose, water the yard, and it gets to that. There's also a granular form that has to be activated, right, where you would have to use as like you would, spreading seed with a spreader. You have to use it that way. And that one is going to take some more time for the lawns. And it needs to be done before. That one, I feel as though, needs to be done kind of before, as a preemptive. But both of these, both ways, they will pull the moisture out of the air. And so we know with the heat that we have, the humidity comes with it, at least, the northern, at least here in New England, we get the heavy humidity, right? They say in some of the south it's that dry heat, right, where it's not as much. But in our areas, at least, it's going to pull that moisture and put it back into the ground, allowing your plants to absorb it, make it through the whole time frame of this heat, and continue to thrive. So it's definitely something to really take a look at for future years. It's not just a do when it gets too bad, right? You gotta preemptively do some of these things. So I've been trying to talk about it the past couple months to try to get people to look at it and say, maybe I should do this early. And it helps when we get into the drought conditions to keep the moisture where it needs to be.
Right. One last thing that just crossed my mind, tarps or sheets or something like that to spread them across, if there's just this blistering heat that's bearing down on those plants, an old sheet, laying it across, some of the more delicate plants, for the hottest part of the day, whether, things like tarps, laying them across your lawn for a couple of days, not for a week, but at least for a couple of days to, let them endure some shade. Would that end up burning the roots, or would it end up helping them? Or?
It might end up doing more damage than good, because it will heat up under there.
Right.
And in the hot parts of the day, it pulls away that sun that some of the plants need to grow and do their thing. So it's not a huge thing that I would think of, but I like where you're going. I'd think more of like shade cloth. I gotta take a break. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.